Highland Formation Podcast. I am Jenny Thompson, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we are working to memorize more of God's word from Isaiah 55. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, 6 through 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Today I will be reading from Children of God, the Storybook Bible. This is a story about Adam and Eve. God breathed the breath of life into the first person and called him Adam. He put Adam in a beautiful garden called Eden, where there was every kind of delicious fruit to eat, and Adam could play all day long and eat whenever he was hungry. But Adam was lonely. God said, "My child, it is not good to be alone." So God brought all the birds and animals to keep him company. But Adam said, "I need a proper friend." "Yes, you are quite right," God said, and put Adam into a deep sleep. When he awoke, Adam saw that God had made a woman. "Wow," Adam said, his jaw dropping in amazement. He had never seen anything so beautiful and so wonderful. Her name was Eve, and she would be the mother of all people. Adam and Eve laughed together and loved each other and were happy in the Garden of Eden. God smiled when he saw their joy. He told them to have children so that love and happiness could spread over the whole earth. The word of the Lord. I wonder why it's not good to be alone. And I wonder how friends can bring us closer to God. What are you wondering about this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.